Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.
Showcase.
Now, speaking of Cash Cash, welcome back to Stacey and Jay Spoon.
Oh, man, we're back from our short-lived adventures from this past weekend. A weekend of nostalgia and certainly many firsts for Stacey and I. We have had the opportunity to travel and experience the majestic beauty that our province, KZN, has to offer for the past 3 months. Now, of course, this experience is proudly brought to you by Tourism KwaZulu-Natal and their campaign hashtag KZN has it all. Believe it, and oh boy, does KZN have it all.
Yeah, I must add at this juncture, I feel it's important to state that nothing brings more joy to my tiny cold heart than spending 7 now, make that 8 days, full days, back to back with our dearest Jay Spoo over here.
Good times.
So we kicked things off in St. Lucia, that was the month before last. Then we went to Cleopatra Farmhouse in the Drakensberg.
Yeah, boy.
And obviously on Friday, we were at Aloe Lifestyle Hotel in Eshowe. And as I'm given to understand, someone's hometown.
Oh, man, it is indeed my hometown. I was just like extremely proud to see the developments taking place in the town and some of the cool offerings that they have. I would have loved to take you home to meet my other mother. She would have been like so ecstatic. Oh, Jace Wolfida, do you break my coat? But then I would have had to explain that no, Mama, it's actually very complicated.
Yeah, so this is why we have all those random comments on our Facebook page. Okay, more on not our impending love story, but rather our weekend away. Wait, that also sounds bad. In about 5 minutes, travel to Whistler first.
Now, as we give you all the details and updates with regards to what happened this weekend with Stacey and I, hashtag Sweet Escape. Good times. Good times indeed.
You're doing nothing for this rumor mill. Nothing. Okay, so for the record, Tourism KwaZulu-Natal wanted us to experience the whole of KZN.
Yes.
Because, as I say, and I can get preachy about this because I'm a Capetonian.
Yes.
And Capetonians are guilty of the same thing. And I understand that every Dikemba, both Durbanites and Capetonians, get very bleak when the whole of Joburg pulls in with their friends and their families and their kids and their dogs or whatever. But you see, that's the difference, because in Joburg they're like, oh, we must go to these places because they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And we take our places for granted.
Yeah, man.
So instead of, you know, saving all your cash money dollar to go and visit some like rando place, you could just hop in the car, drive an hour.
An hour, Stacey.
And have... Did everybody see the picture of Jay Spoo and I sitting on lounge chairs in a river drinking wine?
Yeah, man. We obviously visited Ngodini Budus. We went to the Linza Forest aerial boardwalk. We also visited the Butterfly Dome. That was pretty cool.
That was
it was
cool.
Like a witch house that we also went into.
Yes.
It was super scary.
And also
but like so real.
And there was such a like a lovely man who was working there, and he had this like very interesting accent, and he was like, "You can have a party here." I was like,
I was like, "No."
I was like, I don't really know. And he's like, "We can get you some dancers." So I was like, okay, all right, interesting.
It was overall a good time.
There was a particular 4x4 moment where Jay Spoo legitimately thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
He did not die, I'm happy to report. He is very much here. And also something that didn't happen this weekend aside from Jay Spoo not dying was that there were no snoring videos.
Thank goodness.
Because he remembered to lock his door.
Yeah,
however, at dinner
on
the Saturday night.
I did bring my toes.
Yes, at the country club, darling.
Yeah.
At the country club,
yes.
Jay Spoo's toes were out and on full display.
Yeah, of course, man. I feel like because you gave me a pedicure last week, people must know. Like, they must see. They must see the vast improvement. Now, Stacey, there's also a picture that was posted on social media, Stacey and Jay Spoo, that seems to have a lot of tongues wagging, Stacey. So maybe, you know, as adults, we should talk more on that.
Oh, are we going to address the rumors head on?
Because this picture involves you and I. And just a bit of a conversation. Maybe let's give it about 10 minutes.
Will there be this fun background music? Or
I might change the music.
Maybe something more serious.
Ooh.
Okay.
Had Baba for this one. So coming through, maybe let's say in 10 minutes time, because we need to get into news, watch your sports and traffic. But if you've just joined, there is a picture on our social media, Stacey and Jay Spoo, that was taken of Stacey and I together.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments on our Facebook, Stacey and Jay Spoo, are shocking. exciting and very, very, very interesting.
But there are also so many of them. I mean, I think that as far as Facebook posts go, we're like quite viral at this point. So the picture in question is the one that is captioned with, quote-unquote, she has my dot, dot, dot.
Uh-huh.
So now you must elaborate.
I will.
You must elucidate.
I will elucidate, Stacey. But let's get into your news, sports, and traffic. Elucidation shall happen in 10 minutes' time. Quavo.
I always get nervous when there's suddenly a live that I don't know about. What's
Stacey
going on?
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Man, we're just basically reliving our weekend away at the beautiful Ishowe. Hashtag Sweet Escape with Stacey and Jace, brought to you by Tourism KwaZulu-Natal. Now, there were many videos, there were many pictures that were taken. If you missed out on anything, please head on over to Stacey and Jace. But there's one particular picture in question that has everyone talking, has everyone excited. Apparently, people have already bought the wedding gifts. People have already committed to the date.
What is happening?
Here? Remember that picture we took when we were in the forest? And then I did
yesterday in the in the Raffia forest.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they took a picture.
Oh yes, that was very cute. Yes.
And the caption was, she has my, and people want me to explain things that don't need to be explained.
But did you say she has my dot, dot, dot?
Yes.
Was there ellipsis there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, but ellipsis. You see now, those three little dots
and
will get you into trouble, Jason.
Many people are asking too many questions. So just like Tutumnyeni did at the State Capture Commission, I will say, I will not respond to that question in case I incriminate myself.
Got you.
It is what it is.
Yes.
If you see what you see, you see what you see.
Yes. I mean, and by all means, carry on seeing the things.
Yeah, and I think the picture's very self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's a lovely picture.
So, KZN, with regards to that picture, do you, boo?
Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio. Drive home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.